The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, September the 24th. We've got two guests today, but one topic. We're going to talk about Citizen Jane at Stevens College, Citizen Jane Film Festival. And Paula Elias is with us. Welcome to Radio Friends,
hi.
Paula. And then on the other side, I've got Janice Sylvie, which we're going to talk to in just a second. We'll talk about her, though.
Okay.
Tell me about Citizen Jane Film Festival, Paul.
Well, it's a film festival where we bring in filmmakers from around the world, women, mm-hmm. And bring them to Columbia, Missouri.
Only women.
Yeah. Yes, films made by women. And it's because one of the statistics that we talk about is that last year only 9% of the top 250 grossing films were made by women. So basically that means that virtually everything you see at the multiplex is directed by a man, with a few exceptions. So we know that there are amazing films made by women and men, but certainly by women that aren't being seen. And so Citizen Jane exists.
So why do you think that films being made by women are not being seen?
I think it's a very complicated thing, but I think part of it is the good old boys network in Hollywood. I think women have less access to the resources
to make the big money,
for the marketing, for the distribution. So basically women are making smaller films. I mean, they're big ideas, but smaller films, you know, really on smaller budgets. And then it's really hard to get to market enough to get it out to where people can see it when you're battling a $50 million budget.
Yeah. But you're trying to make a change in this.
Well, right. So we create a weekend. It actually starts October 4th through the 6th where people can come.
So that's 2 weeks from now.
That's right. Mm-hmm. People can come and watch these amazing films, documentaries and narratives and shorts and animation and really some incredible films all weekend long.
Is this the only place in the country that something like this is being done?
It is the only place in the country that something like this is being done. There are women's film festivals where they show films made by women. A lot of them actually show kind of stereotypical films made by women. So stories about love and marriage and birth. And we think those stories are great. But there's a whole lot of other stories to be told, like Penny Lane's film Our Nixon, which we'll be showing twice at the festival. And it's actually this incredible film that is...
On Richard Nixon.
On Richard Nixon. And it's 500 reels of unreleased home movies made by his aides. It's incredible.
Now, you're not showing all 500 reels.
No. The editor. She had a good editor.
Right. So you're showing
the film based on 500 reels.
You're showing highlights.
That's
so you're
right.
Actually when
you're
showing some of
it's the real story of Richard Nixon. It's the Richard Nixon we don't know. Apparently he was the most hilarious, loving, lovable guy. Like people just were so loyal to him because he was a wonderful person, which I don't think he was typified that way in the media. Mm-hmm. But so it's a fascinating story. And so our Nixon will be showing. We'll also be showing a film called Towheads. It's our opening night film at Missouri.
Called what?
Towheads.
Towheads.
It's okay. Going to be playing, I think, twice throughout, or once actually throughout the.
So when is the Nixon film running?
That'll be at 12:30 on Saturday and 12:15 on Sunday.
Okay, that really piqued my interest. So is anybody can come?
Anybody can come. We want everyone to come. Like people will ask, well, can men come? It's a women's film festival. I'm like, okay, our goal is to get everyone to watch these films. So yes, bring your brother, bring your uncle, bring your friends.
Okay, so you want them to bring men now?
Yes.
Is there a charge?
There is, yeah. Actually, you can buy a pass right now. We have Insane Jane passes for $100, and that's everything. You get to go to all the parties, all the films, everything. Or for $60, you can go to an entire weekend of films, and you can reserve all of your tickets.
Okay.
On Sunday, 2 weeks ago, the tickets went on sale. So you can also buy tickets. You can just buy one ticket, $8, to go see R. Nixon.
Okay.
Or you can go to our opening night film for $10, and then that's at Missouri Theater.
Okay, and so what's the website that you go to?
CitizenJaneFilm.org.
CitizenJaneFilm.org.
Right, that's
and
right.
that
that's
that
right.
will give you all of the information,
that's right,
everything
that's right.
that you need to know about the Citizen Jane Film Festival.
Yeah, and it's fun. I mean, it's really just a fun time. If you like movies, if you like parties, we also have free panels all day on Friday, and we have a Citizen Jane Summit on Thursday. You can find it all on the website.
Okay. Don't go away because I'm going to turn to Janice Sylvie over here.
And we're going to talk about Janice.
talk about her or talk about her or talk with her. Good to have you here, nice Janice Sylvie. Now, what is your title at Stevens College?
I work in the marketing office, and my official title, I'm a story specialist and strategist.
You're what?
I'm a story specialist and strategist.
The story specialist and strategist.
It's a very ironic title, considering how much I hated the word strategy when I was a reporter. So,
if you're saying, Janice Sylvie, I know that name, or you would see her bylines in the Tribune. For how many years?
7 years,
I so enjoyed your stories.
Thank you.
One hit very close to home that you did.
I remember that one, yeah.
But, all right, so what do you want to tell me about, Stephen? So you said something's happening tomorrow, September 25th, you wanted to plug?
Yes. Of course, Citizen Jane is October 4th through 6th. But tomorrow night, we're actually participating in the Columbia One Read program. Uh-huh. We have a panel discussion. It's called Expressions of Us. It'll explore some of the female themes in the book The Ruins of Us, which, of course, is this year's One Read selection. So
so that'll be tomorrow
it
night?
It is, and it's the first time I've ever planned a big event, and I just
Are you nervous
I
about
went
it?
Crazy. We're having hors d'oeuvres and wine, and it's
you're
free.
You're making all the hors d'oeuvres?
I'm making all, right.
making all the hors d'oeuvres?
No, but I made the decisions, and that was fun, let me tell you. So it's really a don't miss with the One Read series. It's kind of I like to consider it kind of a finale event because I know people have been going to One Read events all month, but this is really a don't miss. We've got a great panel discussion.
Don't miss it. Tomorrow, yes. September the 25th, where is it going to be?
6:30 at Kimmel Ballroom at Lila Rainey Wood Hall.
Okay, at Stevens College.
At Stevens College.
And there's hors d'oeuvres that Janice has put together herself. In fact, as soon as you leave here,
I'm
you have to go back to your kitchen.
Yes, no, no. And, the wonderful people from our catering company will be serving those up.
They do a great job.
What's the charge for this?
No charge.
You're doing it.
We'll provide the wine and meal for free. So
you're providing the wine too?
Wine, meal, and a great panel discussion. Yes.
That's pretty nice for the One Read.
Yes.
Okay. So that's tomorrow, September the 25th at
6:30.
Yes. Okay. And what else have we got going on?
You know, I'm so excited. Earlier this month, we launched – okay, so – as you know, I was a higher education reporter for the Columbia Tribune. Mm-hmm. I've been at Stevens since January, and I've realized what a lackluster job I did of covering Stevens College and all of the wonderful things happening there. We actually had a sophomore journalism student who came for a class assignment, and after I spent an hour with him at Stevens, he left. He knows more about Stevens College than I ever did in my years covering higher education, which is very embarrassing. But so what we did was we said, you know what, there's news happening at Stevens, got a ex-reporter on staff, let's just do it ourselves.
Okay,
so we have launched a news site. This is not press releases. This is news about Stevens.
And what's the site address?
It's called SC Campus Scene, and you can get to it from stevens.edu.
Okay, go to stevens.edu and then go to what?
And then there's a link to SC Campus News, and you'll get everything you need about Stevens.
Okay. Janice Sylvie, you hear that music? That means we got to go.
It's so nice to see you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure having both of you out here today. Tomorrow, Mel Zelenek will be with us, but don't forget the Citizen Jane Film Festival at Stevens College.
Our program, October 4th through 6th.
October 4th through 5th. She got the last word in. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sarah Harkins, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.